Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Now there's a foul. Richland Center made sure that she did not make it. J.C. Gander with the foul. That'll be her first. And that will send Abilene Bartz to the free throw line. Second foul on the Hornets. I think the officials done a good job of kind of letting them play. A couple of young teams that are kind of trying to find their way. This one is on the way and no good. But there have been some obvious ones that they have to call. And that was certainly one of them. Making sure that Abilene did not hit the two-pointer. And she misses both free throws. Rebound by Kylie Burns. Burns back to J.C. Gander. 31-18. Dodgeville, 10:38 remaining. Weiss on the right side throws it to a wide-open Kylie Burns. She'll lay it up. No, didn't go. And the pass from Dodgeville on the outlet comes to half court. Hornets fall back on defense. Bartz with the ball. Skips it over to the left side. Mallon. Left side, Riley, and working it around, Dodgeville finds an opening. Three from the wing. No good for Doherty, and Meaden chases down the rebound. Meaden with the ball, brings it across half court. 10:08 remaining in the game. Shep on the left side. Shep moves, grooves it down low. There's Burns. Shot no good. Gets her own miss, and a jump ball call. Tied up with Addison Riley. Dodgeville brings back Marley McGraw. And also, Brianna Washley returns to the lineup. Hornets fall back on defense. Hornets with two freshmen and two sophomores and a senior out there right now. Dodgeville takes it off to Riley. Left side, McGraw. McGraw on a drive. Tries to feed it low. Knocked loose by Weiss. Picked up by Kylie Burns. And the Hornets take it back the other way. Hornets with Gander moving to the right side. Gander looking low, lobs for Meaden. Stolen away by Dodgeville, and they'll take it back. Doherty trying to take it to the house, cut off by Weiss, and now Dodgeville will set it up. Far side, Wasley takes a 15-footer. No good. Rebound, Burns. Burns with the ball. Well, Dodgeville very young as well. Wasley is a junior, but McGraw is a sophomore, and Addison Riley is a sophomore. Lydia Riley, a sophomore, and I think there's one freshman out there. Pass goes low and out of bounds. Touch last by the Dodgers. And, yeah, Emma Doherty is a freshman. So both these teams sporting very, very young teams. And you hope that bodes well for the future. And we say that a lot of times, like, oh, well, wait till these players get older. But you're seeing so many players, as they get older, not always going out for the sport. And after the coach has spent a lot of time working with him. So hopefully both these teams will stay together. Ball comes into Burns. Nothing. Back it goes to Weiss. Right side. Now back to the left. It's Gander. Gander skips it over to Meaden. Meaden on the right wing. Crossover. Now throws it to the baseline. Burns. 18-footer. Good. Nice job moving the ball for Richland Center. And Kylie Burns now with a total of 15 points. 15 of the 20 points. 31-20. Dodgeville, 8:37 to play. Right side, Riley. Lydia drives to the baseline and is cut off. Gives it back to McGraw. McGraw, crossover dribble. Free throw line area, knocked loose. Weiss picks it up. Burns has it. Over to Meaden. And Meaden across half court. Over to Weiss. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good for Ella. And the rebound by McGraw and a foul called on the Hornets. Richland Center whistled for its third foul. This one is on Kylie Burns, and that's her first. Addison Riley and Abilene Bartz return for Dodgeville. Hornet lineup stays the same. No backcourt pressure, and bringing it in play now, the Dodgers will walk it across the half-court line. Pass comes to the right side, Doherty. Doherty, left side, tipped by Meaden and out of bounds. So along to Dodgeville on the sideline. Lydia Riley puts it in play. Emma Doherty near the half-court line. 8 minutes to go. Dodgeville by 11. Pass to the right side. Bartz. Top of the circle. Dodgeville working against that zone defense. Doherty and Bartz. Now Addison Riley down to the corner. Dodgeville trying to work it inside. The Hornets clogging up the middle. Lydia Riley on the left wing. Dodgeville works it back toward half court again. Doherty inside. Traveling called on Addison Riley, and it goes back to Richland Center. McGraw returns for the Dodgers. And the Hornets will have the basketball in the backcourt. Dodgeville falls back on defense, leading by 11. 7:30 remaining. Meaden crosses half court, moves to the right side, down to the baseline, drives all the way through to the corner. Burns with a long two on the way, no good. Tipped around, rebound by Brom, and Dodgeville gets it back. Up ahead, Meaden knocks it loose, picked up by Gander. Hornets get a steal. Gander down the far side, looking to, nope, she's going to bring it back to the top of the key. Now to Meaden, she'll drive, tough shot, good. Carly Meaden with her first basket. And that was no easy task. The Hornets have it below 10 points for the first time in a long time. 31-22. And the ball goes to the right side. That's going to be a foul called on the Hornets. Foul is marked on number 20, J.C. Gander. That will be her second. Hornets with 14 fouls. Dodgeville gets the inbound pass. Right side, Abilene Bartz. Bartz fires back to Doherty. Doherty on the right side, lobbing it low. McGraw goes in. She is fouled on the shot by Reagan Shep. That will be her second foul, and Dodgeville heads to the free throw line. McGraw 0-for-2 in her previous stint at the line. Free throw in the air. That one is no good. One more coming up. Again, the double overtime JV game. Wow, that was a wild one in the first game. Tied at 21, tied at 23, and then the Hornets win 30-28. And McGraw makes that one. So it's back to a 10-point game. 32-22, Dodgeville. Gander to Weiss on the right wing. Hornets setting it up. Back to the near side, Gander. Bounce feed Meaden on the right wing. Meaden. Now on a drive, in the paint, to the corner. Burns, guarded closely, back to Weiss. Pass goes to the far side, and Gander. Gander swings it back to Weiss. Weiss with the ball, penetrates a bit, drops it over to Gander. Gander to the corner, swings it back to Meaden. Now Weiss throws it inside, and a foul called on the Dodgers. That will be their seventh. Should be a bonus coming up. Foul is called on Kayla Brom. That is foul number three. DeSoto girls beat New Lisbon 60-37. Darlington boys beat Southwestern 75-66. Cuba City 75-42 over Iowa Grant. Ella Weiss makes the free throw. That's her first point tonight. Platteville beats River Valley in girls basketball 65-26. All in the Filney Foot Phone. Hornets now again within 9, 32-23. Time out for more perspiration to be mopped off the court. Ithaca winning 73-46 in Oneewoc tonight. So nice win for the Bulldogs. Non-conference game. All right, looks like the perspiration has been mopped up. And they're going to go at it again here. Ella Weiss, free throw in the air, and that is good. This is as close as the Hornets have been for a long time, within 8. 32-24. Dodgeville basketball. Dodgeville across the timeline, going left side to Lydia Riley. Riley, pressured by the Hornets, gives it back to Emma Doherty and then throws it right side and out of bounds. Dodgeville with an unforced turnover, and the Hornets have the ball down by 8 with 5:50 to go. Boy, Dodgeville, it seemed, had this one put away, but the Hornets have just kept McClan. Dodgeville has not had a great second half here scoring. They put up 12 points so far in the half. Weiss throws it low looking for Shep, and it's going to be out of bounds. So the Hornets match the turnover that Dodgeville just had and give it back to the Dodgers. 32-24. Both teams looking for a first conference win. Hornets trying to break a long losing streak, which is now at 36 games. Ball comes to the right side. It is caught by the Dodgers. McGraw drives, is cut off, gives it back to Doherty. Doherty over the left side, Lydia Riley, top of the circle. Right wing, held up, ball knocked loose by Meaden, picked up by Weiss. Hornets get a stop. Back to Meaden, and Carley across the half-court line. Carley on the left wing. Bounce feed to Shep, and Reagan is posting up. Goes inside, her pass deflected, picked off by Dodgeville, and away they go. Doherty with a pick two, lays it up good. Emma Doherty gives Dodgeville a 10-point lead. 34-24, 4:49 remaining in the game. There's a pass low. Weiss goes up for the Hornets, takes a shot, no good. Meaden chases down the rebound. Hornets try again now, down by 10. Burns feeds it to Meaden, and Carley is fouled. Dodgeville's eighth foul should bring up a single bonus. Foul is marked on Emma Doherty. That is her second. Into the game for Dodgeville, Josie Mallon. Into the game for the Hornets, Addie Board. J.C. Gander will get her breather. So Carley Meaden, the Hornets' lone senior on the floor right now, gets a chance to maybe make a little headway here with the clock not running. Get it back to an 8-point game. Carley's first trip to the free throw line in the air, and that one is in and out. Rebound by Dodgeville. Taking it back the other way after the Barts rebound. Now the Dodgers set it up. Bounce feed to Abilene. Barts drives, free throw line left, nothing. Top of the circle, Doherty. Down to the baseline, on a drive. Mallon throws it back in bounds. Stolen by Meaden, knocked down Meese, and now Weiss, and it's picked up by Dodgeville. Dodgeville gets it back. Hornets had a stop, 4:12 to play. Dodger ball. Out to the half-court line. Emma Doherty dribbles the ball, gives it back to Barts. Dodgeville has kind of pulled it out a little bit now. And the Hornets have to come out and play some defense. Pass goes back to Barts. Hornets have just five team fouls. And trying to get one right now as it's knocked away. Dodgeville picks it up again. Meaden with a basketball. Hits the knock away and then a foul called. That'll be the Hornets' sixth foul with 3:43 to go. Foul is on Carley Meaden, which will be her second. Dodgeville leading 34-24. And a timeout taken by the Dodgers. 3:43 to go, 34-24. Dodgeville leading Richland Center in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. Service 536-3700.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14, on Richland Center's west side.
3:43 remaining in the ballgame after a Dodgeville timeout. Dodgers leading the Hornets 34-24 in area girls basketball. Dodgers looking to spin it in, and they'll get it. Now to Kayla Brahm in the corner. Kayla around her defender, throws it to the baseline. Taken there by Mallon. Back to the left side, top of the circle. Dodgers now back to Barts on the left side. Barts is fouled by Reagan Shep. That'll be her third. stops the clock with 3:30 to go. That is the seventh foul on Richland Center. So Dodgeville goes to the free throw line. They've not had a good night at the line. They could have a more solid lead had it not been for some misses. We see that in quite a few games. This one in the air, and that one is good. So Abilene Bartz hits one, and that makes it 35-24. She gets the ball back from the official. A couple of dribbles for Bartz. This one in the air, and nothing but net. So she hits him in clutch time. 36-24, back to a 12-point lead for Dodgeville. 3:25 to go. Weiss going low. There's Meaden posting up. Shot up, no good. Rebound Weiss. Goes back up, no good. Rebound by Dodgeville. Doherty with a basketball. Takes it out to half court. And now fires it off to the right side. And Lydia Riley. Riley back to Bartz. Bartz. Free throw line right. Backs off. Nothing there. Bartz. Left side. Taken there by Doherty. Back to Bartz. Dodgeville spreading it out a little bit. There's a Hornet foul with 2:54 to go. That'll put the Dodgers at the free throw line. A big Wisconsin men's basketball win tonight. My goodness. 116 points over Iowa. I really didn't know if the Badgers would win tonight. I got to be honest. And boy, did they ever. Here's a free throw on the way. That one is no good. And the rebound by Weiss. That's missed by Bartz. And the Hornets take it back the other way. Meaden to the right side. Taken by Weiss. Now throws to the high post. Burns. Backdoor. Nice pass. Meaden scores. Burns with the assist. Back to a 10-point game. 36-26. Dodgeville. 2:33 to play. Dodgers skip it up to Mallon. Mallon, left side, Bartz. To the baseline, Brom. Brom, right side, Riley. Riley back to Doherty. Top of the circle. Dodgeville with a 10-point lead. Trying to keep it that way or build. Don't really have to be in a hurry for shooting, although Brom is going to take one. On the way and no good. A foul called on Dodgeville on the rebound. That'll put the Hornets at the other end shooting. A note on that Wisconsin game, scoring 116 points. They made a program record 21 three-pointers. That's another reason why they won so big tonight. Foul on Dodgeville's number 5, Kayla Brom. That's her fourth. Weiss goes to the line. Ella, 2 for 4 tonight. This one in the air, and that one is going to bounce off. Rebound by Dodgeville. Dodgeville takes the outlet pass with 2:05 to go and a 10-point lead. Lydia Riley has it knocked into the backcourt by Meaden, and there is a foul called on Carly. Foul is marked with a minute 59 to go. That's three fouls. Belmont defeats Blackhawk in boys basketball 68-30. Our game might be one of the last one still going. That's been kind of a familiar trend for WRCO Sports this year. Free throw is good by Riley. That makes it 37-26. I've had a couple of nights trying to think when that was. A few years ago, we had double overtime JV and double overtime varsity. That got late. Riley makes the second, and Dodgeville's back in the lead by 12. 38-26. Richland Center ball. They work at the Weiss at the high post. Takes a shot. No good. Rebound pulled down by Dodgeville. Hornets one and out, and Dodgeville gets a key rebound, and they're going to take it back the other way. Across the timeline. Bounce feed on the near side. Down to the baseline. Dodgeville playing keep away from the Hornets with a minute and a half to play and a 12-point lead. RC coming out to D up Bartz. She will drive, and she is fouled on the drive. That'll be the Hornets' 10th. So double bonus now with a minute 24 to go. Foul is on Kylie Burns, and that will be her 3rd. Dodgeville in a position to win for the first time in the conference. Second time overall. Defeated Baraboo earlier in the season. In fact, recently they did. This one on the way, and that one is good. Hornets played pretty well against Baraboo. Close first half in that game. One more free throw coming up here. Dodgeville now leading by 13. this one in the air, and that one is off the mark. And the rebound pulled down by the Hornets. 39-26, RC ball. Meaden, Weiss on the right wing. Looking low, nothing. Back to the near side, Shep. Shep drives low. Tough shot, won't go. Fought for. Rebound, Dodgeville. And picked up by the Dodgers. They'll take it back the other way with a minute five. Across the timeline. Free throw line left. Bounce feed off to Riley. Addison Riley. Pumps it back to Bartz. Bartz drives low. Tough shot up, and it's no good. Rebound Burns with 48 seconds to go. Hornets take it back the other way. Meaden pushes it. Shep to the baseline. Reagan's shot no good, but a foul called on Lydia Riley. That is her third. Stops the clock with 41 seconds to play. Now both teams in the double bonus. Reagan Shep at the free throw line, looking for her first points of the evening. Takes a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and it is no good. One more coming up. Marley McGraw is in for Dodgeville. Josie Mallon comes out. Second free throw. Shep takes aim. This one is up, and it is no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Dodgers. 39 seconds to play. They lead by 13. McGraw, right side to Riley. Throws it back down to the half-court line, and Bartz. Bartz and Doherty. Dodgeville's done a good job of kind of going more deliberate here in the last few minutes of the game, forcing the Hornets to foul, and they're going to ice the win here tonight. Ball comes back to Bartz near the bench. Now to Riley. Bartz and McGraw. 10 seconds remaining for the Dodgers. Down to the baseline on a drive. They're going to bring it back to Bartz. And a whistle and a foul called with 3.7 seconds remaining. Going to the free throw line, Abilene Bartz. Foul is called on Reagan Shep. That'll be her fourth. And at the line, Bartz in the air, and that one is no good. She'll get more. Again, Dodgeville could have had a little bit more sizable lead. The Hornets whittle it down to 8. Dodgeville's free throw shooting has been struggling, and there's one up and good for Bartz. That makes it 40-26. Hornets to the inbound, up to half court. That'll do it. This one belongs to the Dodgers. Dodgeville picks up its first conference win, 40-26. The final here in Southwest Wisconsin conference play. We'll be back with the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show next here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the postgame show tonight here on WRCO. Dodgeville with the win improves to 2-10. They are 1-2 in the conference. The Hornets fall to 0-11, 0-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. It was a 20-11 lead for Dodgeville at halftime, and it's time for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. The run of the game right at the end as Abilene Bartz made three key free throws to get that from, at that time, less than a 10-point lead back to double digits, and Dodgeville hitting enough free throws. So Bartz stepping forward with the run of the game. Make the most of your run. Join Duncan Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. We'll be back with more of the postgame show next from WRCO Radio Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Our postgame show continues with a look at scoring tonight. First of all, for Dodgeville, winning 40-26, they have 17 from Abilene Bartz, 11 for Emma Doherty, 8 by Lydia Riley, 3 points for Brianna Wasley, and 1 for Marley McGraw. For Richland Center, 15 for Kylie Burns. She had 15 of the 26 points. 4 points for Carly Meaden, 3 for J.C. Gander, 2 each for Ella Weiss and Addie Board. The Hornets did not make a 3-point basket tonight. They go 8 of 18 from the free throw line. For Dodgeville, they make 6 3-pointers. Bartz had 3 of them. That was another key, as Dodgeville was able to build a bit of a lead and keep that lead with some key shots down the stretch. They do struggle from the line, as we pointed out during the game. Dodgeville going 8 of 21 from the free throw line. So teams with not a lot of seniors. The Hornets have 3, Dodgeville with 1, and a lot of players, especially toward the second half of the game, lots of freshmen and sophomores playing. So these teams can only get better, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the second stanza of the season here, now that we have passed over the holidays, and lots of games will add up here in January. I think the Hornets are just glad to be home tonight because they've not been home a great deal this season. Next action for Richland Center will be a Tuesday game here at the Fieldhouse against Mauston. And for Dodgeville, they will play at Belmont on Monday. Tonight's junior varsity one game went a long time. Hornets got the win 30-28 in double overtime tonight. Here on the varsity level, it was Dodgeville holding off the Hornets. Richland Center got to within 32-24 down the stretch with about 5 minutes to play, and Dodgeville pulls out the win. The Hornets score just one basket after that, and Dodgeville scores 8 and wins it 40-26, the final. Our game is engineered by Tim Thede. And now this is Phil Nee signing off. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you real soon with more local sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Well, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'm gonna take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. And I'm gonna let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your freak show, and knock yourself out and hit a new.
Every other night, if I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind only one way, I'm driving, you know. I'm gonna take
Me and some of the boys were sitting around the other night. Started talking about politics, religion, love and life. And what a shame it was about 9/11. And what about hell? And what about heaven? And is there or isn't there angels here on earth? And then one guy said, well, you can take that for what it's worth. If it's something I can see or something I can touch, well, I might believe in all that stuff. So I just had to say to him, are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight. Well, you missed the most obvious thing. Are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. And then I said, who went through the pain and smiled through the tears on the day of your birth? She counted your fingers and toes. Thank God you were whole. Son, you ought to know who loved you first. And who always came running every time you cried out? And how many more things have you forgotten about? And who tried their best to teach you wrong from right? And how many nights did she leave on a light while she waited and prayed till you came in? And who'll be there for you right up to the end? Think about it now. Are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight. Well, you missed the most obvious thing. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. That's right.
And my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. What he means, and he means what he says, and he's fine. guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6'2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good.
Don't tell me that's just what his sign. I see a road that goes back in time to high school glory and all of those stories I stretch from time to time. What you see is an old school board. I see him going for it on fourth. Yeah, it's just a game, but small town fame still buys me dear more. What I see. Take that from me. See what you want, but this is what I see. What you see is a courthouse clock. I see me wishing time would stop, cause something good just might happen past midnight in a Sonic parking lot. What you see is a real sharp curve. I see a real hard lesson learned. I walked away from that without the scratches Lord knows I deserve. It's what I see is a little piece of heaven this side of eternity. I see boys that ain't afraid to fight for the real white and blue. So me and you can live this kind of life. What I see is a little piece of heaven this side of eternity. All I know are these two lane roads are the ones that gonna take me home.
Forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
A&W Restaurant thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO 100.9.
Should be no fear. that we can't please them all. But I won't promise you'll never shed a tear. But if you were here, everything would be falling in place.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
An overnight low in the single digits, northwest winds at 7 to 12 miles per hour. Saturday sunshine to partly cloudy and brisk, a high of 17. Some high clouds and frigid Saturday night, a low of 3. And Sunday 19. Monday mixed skies, a bit warmer and 24.
The temperatures may be cold outside, but the high school basketball courts heated up with some exciting action this evening, including Dodgeville at Richland Center in girls' high school basketball action, which was also our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Dodgeville Dodgers held off Richland Center 40-26 in area girls basketball. The Dodgers led 20-11. The Hornets got within 8 with about 5 minutes left, but Dodgeville pulled it out as they scored the last 8 points of the game, getting a 40-26 victory over Richland Center. Dodgeville is led by Abilene Bartz, 17 for her, 11.